Welcome to Season 6 of the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ. This season of the podcast is devoted to the greatest sermon ever preached, the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus teaches His people about life in the kingdom of God.
You probably don't think of yourself as a judgmental person, but the reality is everyone makes judgments about people all day long. We all do it. You can't function in life without making assessments of people. You have to have some idea of what sort of person you're dealing with in order to interact properly with the people around you. Is the person hostile? Are they in trouble? Do they need your help? Are they afraid of you? Are they trying to deceive you? Are they trying to express love to you? Whether you're aware of it or not, you're constantly making judgments about people. The question isn't whether you're making judgments, but whether you're making golden judgments.
Well, after a year and a half of preaching through the Sermon on the Mount, now we come this morning to what is probably the most famous statement in the whole sermon. In fact, no doubt the most well-known statement Jesus ever made. The statement has been known as the Golden Rule ever since the 3rd century when Emperor Severus had it inscribed in gold on his wall. He was very impressed with it, and society has been impressed with it for all these years since then. Verse 12, therefore, in everything, do to others what you would have them do to you, for this is the law and the prophets. The word therefore, at the beginning of that, refers backwards. Therefore always draws a conclusion. So anytime you see the word therefore, first thing you want to do is figure out what is the premise that this is drawing a conclusion from. Is Jesus drawing a conclusion from what he just said about asking and seeking and knocking? Or does it go back further? Some scholars say that it sums up the whole Sermon on the Mount. This is a conclusion of the whole ethical part of the Sermon on the Mount. I actually don't see that. Honestly, I'll tell you what I see here. It's hard to say for sure, but I think that Jesus most likely is drawing a conclusion from what he said at the very beginning of chapter 7 about judging. He said, don't judge because you're going to get what you give when it comes to judgment. You'll be judged the way you judge. So now he says, therefore, in light of that, in light of the fact that you're going to get what you give in judging, treat others the way you would like to be treated. I think that makes the most sense. And so verses 6 to 11 then would be parenthetical, right? You can put a giant parenthesis around verses 6 to 11. So Jesus is saying, look, don't judge because you're going to get what you give, but do help your brother with his sin. Take the splinter out of his eye, unless he's unreceptive. Then cut him off. But you be receptive, because if you're receptive, God won't cut you off. He'll pile on the blessing. But anyway, back to what I was saying about judging. Therefore, treat others the way you want to be treated. That's, I think, what Jesus is saying here. And one reason I think that is because not only does that seem to me to make the best sense in this context, but if you go to Luke 6, where the other place where Jesus gave the golden rule, there he gives the golden rule, and then the part on judging comes right after this section on the golden rule. So they're connected there too. So in the context, I believe Jesus is focusing on judging. The golden rule focuses on judging the evaluations that we make of one another. When it comes to judging and helping with splinter removal, helping your brother with a sin in his heart, make heavy use of the golden rule. When you make assumptions, when you interpret attitudes, evaluate body language, tone of voice, facial expressions, all those kinds of judgments you make, do that in the way that you would hope that people would do it with you. So the primary application, I think, of the golden rule is with regard to judging. But it's not limited to judging. Jesus expands it out to everything, because he starts out by saying, in everything do this. The focus in the context is judging, but the principle applies across the board to all ethical situations. So that's the golden rule. That's it. It doesn't require a lot of explanation. The golden rule has got to be one of the most self-evident truths in all of ethical thought. You find it everywhere. Scholars tell us that you see the golden rule in every major religion in the writings and the holy books of all the religions. It goes way back before Jesus. The rabbis were saying this, Confucius, and on and on. And when people hear it, they instantly know it's true. I mean, it's one of those things. It's just self-evident. You cannot argue with the golden rule. Everyone who hears it says, yep, that's, I can see that. It's easy to see it's true. It's easy to see the beauty of it, the goodness of it. It's easy to understand even how to apply it. I mean, you say to a six-year-old kid, how would you like it if your brother did that to you? And he says, oh, I guess I wouldn't like it. You say, well, then don't do it to your brother. And then it's like, okay, I understand. And it's just real easy. It's easy. William Hendrickson calls this the pocket knife of ethics. And he says that because it's always handy, just available at any moment in a pinch when you have to decide, okay, how do I respond to this person? I don't have time to go ask advice and get counsel and do a big study. I just need to know how to respond. 99% of the time, if you just use the golden rule, you'll get the answer right. It's not that hard. You don't have to climb a mountain somewhere in Tibet and consult some guru to find out how to deal with people. Most of the time, Jesus just places it right on the bottom shelf, this principle. It's not complex or difficult. We know right off the top of our head how to deal with people.
Think of the judgments you've made about people over the last 24 hours or so. Judgments you've made about folks on the highway, on the news, at work, at church, in your home. Can you think of any of those judgments that would be different if you applied the golden rule in your judgment?
Thank you for listening. We pray that in this series your life will be transformed by the soaring ethics, deep insights, and glorious promises of the Sermon on the Mount. We are crowd-funded ministry, so if you would like this podcast to continue, please consider supporting us with a tax-deductible gift. Just go to treasuringgod.com and click on Give. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.